heard you. I just had to turn the other handheld on. How's my audio sound on?
Seems a little low. I've got my volume knob set halfway, so we might want to bump it up a little bit more.
Okay. Set on 40 now.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's twice as loud as it was before, because we went from 20 to 40, but it's a little bit louder. Maybe go up one more click or two more.
That was 2 minutes on the identifier, so we still have an effective change there. This is a 60.
November.
Yeah. Did you notice another increase?
6-1. Repeater. The time is 11 a.m.
Yeah, it was a little bit louder. What were we using on the last setup? Seems like 60, that was what was in the screenshot. Is that what we had on the last setup?
Sounds louder to me now over here significantly.
Definitely louder here also. It's not in even multiples though, so, you know, going from 20 to 60, we didn't get the same. It's not a one-to-one in terms of effect, but maybe we should leave it at 60 and try to get some stations elsewhere to see what it sounds like to them.
I think 60 is good. I think we were just much too low on that. And I think we still got some work to do on the identifier, but sounds like we got two of them fixed. But if any other stations out there listening can give us a report on audio level, that would be most appreciated. W4DJW.
VNP.
DJC.
Does it sound like the audio is significantly louder than it was before?
Yes, good on your end, but the other station there, he is a whole lot louder audio-wise than you are. And I'm outside in Anderson on a handheld on rubber duck, so but the audio sounds good, but it's just not quite as loud on your end as it is on the other station's end.
Because I'm sitting inside a car and I'm transmitting extra low, like a half a milliwatt. And he's got a hand mic on his handheld, so that could be the difference. But his audio level sounds louder than it did yesterday, significantly, but not too loud.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds good to me. He sounds like he's in the back seat with me almost here in the parking lot. But you sound exactly like you always do to me, Dave. Your audio is always clear, but, you know, some of us just don't talk as loud as other people do, and I think it translates. Of course, if it's a hand mic, you know, those condenser mics are a little different in each radio, I'm sure, M4DJ Seeker ID.
Appreciate it very much. That's good information. And we got one more tweak that we've got to do, and I think we'll be able to head down the mountain. Appreciate that very much.
I mean, many thanks to you guys for doing all this hard work. It's not quite as windy today as it was yesterday. We're still kind of chippy out here this morning.
The mountain. The wind's not blowing, but it is kind of cool. 37 degrees. W4DJW.
For REM Mobile.
Good morning, Fred. This is KM4, Golf Through the Gulf. David Easley, Mobile. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty good. I hope you are. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah, I'm running around taking care of some errands. I lost my job a couple weeks ago, and I'm not going to go into the details of that, but I'm at the moment unemployed and hunting a job. But ran around doing some errands this morning, put a little bit of gas in my truck and some gas in my cans for my little tractor and all that, and that's about it for today. What are you into on this fine morning of 2020?
Sounds as well. Sorry to hear about your job situation. Hope you can get reemployed real soon. But yeah, I'm just out running some errands. Had to run to the grocery store, pick up a couple of things that the wife needed for the kitchen. She's fixing a traditional New Year's Day meal, at least traditional here in the South, with collards and black-eyed peas and all the trimmings. So she needed an item for the grocery store. So I just left the grocery store. I'm headed back to the home. Over.
You know, now that you mention that, I'm wondering if the YL in there is planning something similar. She normally does do that traditional Southern thing of collard greens and black-eyed peas. I'm not big on the collards, but I do love the black-eyed peas. Anyway, Fred, I just pulled up at my house as well, sir.
Dave. Yeah, we always eat collards and black-eyed peas. We have a pork roast to go with it, and cornbread, and I don't know, a couple other things that she throws in there, but supposed to have plenty of money if you do that. That's, of course, just a tradition. There's nothing to it, but it's what we do here in the South. So you have a good one, Dave, and we'll talk to you later. K4RM Mobile.
Going, Fred. K4RM Mobile. KM4 Golf, Golf Mobile as well. 7-3, Fred. KM4 Golf, Golf Clear.